皆さん、こんにちは。
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I want to say happy 2018, the New Year. And today actually is the Chinese New Year Eve. And 2018 is a very special year for Trend Micro because this is the year that we're turning 30 years old. In 1988, when we first set up this company, we were less than 10 people. Two of them actually is the reporter from NHK, come to our very small office and reporting about a product called Virus Buster or PC Ceiling. Then in 1998, we went IPO in Japan market. Back then, we have less than 1,000 people. And last month, we have the sales kickoff in Vancouver. The company, as you can see, already grew to nearly 6,000 people. 30 years. We're very honored, very happy that we can grow in this cybersecurity business. And we has always stick to one single strategy, which is we want to provide a world safe for exchanging digital information. So 30 years ago, we say we want to provide peace of mind computing. We deliver that by becoming number one in endpoint security for all the PCs in Japan, in Germany, in Brazil, and a lot of other countries. 20 years ago, we realized that internet is going to be the major vehicle for exchanging digital information. And therefore, we say we want to be your internet virus wall. By doing that, we jump into internet, we create a smart protection network and utilize internet technology to provide the protection for customer, and we become number one in the internet gateway protection also. 10 years ago, it's not only internet, it moved into cloud, massive computing power, and we say we want to securing your journey to the cloud. In the past 10 years, we've been investing all our resources for customer to moving from internet to virtualization data center to modernize data center in the cloud like AWS. And now, Trend Micro has already become number one in cloud security worldwide. So what's next? Next, what we want to say, from now on, what we need to do is securing your connected world. The world is extremely connected, and all the devices are going to be all connected. Connected car, smart factory, connected devices, all of this connected and need a huge amount of attention to how this connection are secured. That's why our strategy for 30 years we never change. That is our strategy is continuing to adopt our protection so that we can provide solving customers' problem, security problem by anticipate the infrastructure change or embrace the customer's user behavior change and also adopt to provide all full range of threat protection for our customer. That strategy is what we call X-Gen security. It's not just next gen, what's cool next. It's X-Gen. You need to be taking care of customer, their previous infrastructure, their future infrastructure. That's what we say. X-Gen is cross-generation cybersecurity technology. We said X-Gen technology. Trend Micro was able to, in the past 2 years, we are very proud to say we block more than 1.7 billion ransomware. And if you think per ransomware, they ask for one Bitcoin as the payment, that's how much money that we saved for the world. We block all those ransomware. All those X-generation technology has been put into our three major solutions, which is our network defense, our hybrid cloud security, and our user protection. And in the past few years, last year, we add more than 2,000 customers in the hybrid cloud security. We add more than 1,300 new customers for the deep discovery or network defense or tipping point technology. Those are the very large enterprise customer. And we are very proud also that in user protection, endpoint protection, which most of the people see as like a red ocean, a lot of competition, we actually add more than 16,000 new customers. And we're not stopping there. We continue to invest in this new environment. So last Q4, we acquire a company called Immunio. Immunio, what they do is application security. So we not only provide security for the server infrastructure, but also the application, because now with serverless and container technology, application security is very important. And also we're very happy that we were able to acquire a group of, I would call them genius. These are the real genius that knows not only finding the vulnerability, but knows how to exploit this vulnerability and produce the best protection out of that. And this is a group of people that originally belonged to Telus Security Lab, and we were able to acquire them. And this group will add all this very critical threat intelligence to Trend Micro's threat intelligence and provide together with our smart protection network. These two major acquisition and investment is part of the reason that you see our cost increased in Q4 last quarter. So what's next? What's next? In the eye, what we can say is there's more server, more cloud, and then adding on is IoT and 5G, which the result is massive of data, a lot more data that need to be processed. On the user requirement side, as you know, the privacy law, GDPR, is in effect, and that will require user to produce more and more security-related compliance reports. And the first time, the information technology people would have to work with the operation technology people in all the different industry sector, and therefore it require new way of communicate and seeing the different angle of their data. And that resulting in a big problem, which is the skill set shortage. The security is very hot topic, but security people is very hard to train. And therefore, there's a huge problem going on, which is the skill set shortage problem. And on the threat side, there's just more and more attacked, as you can see. And I'd like to mention about the cryptocurrency vulnerability. A lot of people probably are curious about the Bitcoins or of this currency. Although the blockchain is a very good technology, however, utilizing that as the currency platform create a lot of vulnerability. And as you can see, when there's more money exchange in digital form, there will be more attacks on this infrastructure. And even the Bitcoin, you can see the exchange center just disappear. And people can steal all those Bitcoins. So I would say the threat side, it become more and more infrastructure attacked. So that's what we see. In 2020, there will be more than 20 billion of things connected. Each of them generate a lot of data. And that's why Trend Micro predicts that there will be more than 27 new ransomware families coming. Last year, it's a family. It's not like one ransomware. It's 27 new ransomware family come to exist every month. And this year onward, there will be more. And endpoint still is the biggest target. But endpoint is the most vulnerable where user are using the endpoint and user become the target. And that's why the BEC, people receive an email and transfer millions of company money to the hackers. Those damage is piling up to $9 billion US dollars. And we believe that further compromise of IoT devices will be launching DDoS. Actually, there's a suspicion this time in the North in the Winter Olympic. You see all those drones. Actually, it's not really flying there because at that time there was too many attacks. They cannot fly in real time, and it become like video. So you can see the IoT devices. And using those devices to launch DDoS is going to be a big threat. So those are all the prediction. And overall, all I can say is just there's like two perfect storms. The threat becoming more complicated, the damage become bigger, and the cybersecurity people expertise become more and more less and hard to find. So that's why we believe the solution rely on something we call it Security Operations Center, SOC, which is we need to have people that utilizing this cybersecurity expert, they centralize them so that they can service more scalable, service more people. And therefore, they can also have more visibility to see the whole overall picture rather than each of them just see the silo. So Security Operations Center, already a lot of survey and we find a lot of company are setting up the Security Operations Center. But it's not just the big enterprise or the government that is setting up Security Operations Center. Actually, there's different forms of Security Operations Center. First, for the small business and consumer, because they cannot deal with that. Therefore, they will ask their provider, for instance, consumer will go to the telecom company, can you provide me with the continual security monitoring? And therefore, for Trend Micro, we will be enabling the telecom company to provide this type of service to small business and to a consumer. Or in some cases, excuse me, Trend Micro ourselves, like our smart protection network, our premium services, is like Trend Micro is operate as consumers security operation center and provide this type of a service. So it's not just we selling virus buster product, we're selling our premium service to our customer. The second one, mid-sized enterprise, or say smaller enterprise, they cannot afford to have their own security operation center. And therefore, they will outsource. They will try to find an expert channel to provide that, which we call them managed security service providers. And in that role, Trend Micro will be the one that enable those partner, those managed service provider to provide this type of SOC services. So we enable them in various of region. And for the enterprise, VOE, they need to establish their own security operations center, but they have a lot of problem to be solved because the current security operations center has a lot of problem that they cannot deal with. And therefore, no matter is for the telecom company, for the MSSP, or for the enterprise customers security operations center, they need to have something we call XGen security operations center. So let's first look at what is today's security operations center. What are they doing, and what is the problem they were facing? First, they mostly sitting there in. Looking at the big screen, they need to monitor a lot of the alerts, security alerts, and deal with these alerts. But the painful thing about this is there's just too many alerts. I talked with some of the customers, and their security operations center say in a day, they can receive over millions of security alerts. So they cannot deal with so many alerts. They cannot prioritize them. And even worse is that even with so many alerts, they were not able to find those real alerts, those unknown alerts, unknown threats that attack them. There's no alert happened, but they suddenly discovered that they were under attack for 2 years already. That's the biggest pain they were facing. The second one is they will manage each of the individual events. Every time they see an alert, they deal with that event, and then they file a case ticket to solve that. They were not able to see the overall, like in the endpoint, there's a file download. In the firewall, there's a connection go to the malicious IP address. And then on the server, there was a file got encrypted. Each of them is just individual event. They were not able to put them together and see, oh, this actually is one instance. There was one campaign, one APT that was attacking the whole infrastructure. So silos of visibility with limited understanding of what is really happening in my environment. And then the third one, their main job is to generate report. And then with that report, they go to each department, endpoint, firewall, and ask them, say, okay, you should do this, you should do that. But nowadays, they cannot just generate report. They need to take action. The pain point is that it's too slow. By the time they get all the report together, the evidence together, they go to each of the department and take action was too slow. And therefore, their CIO, their CEO, their board are asking them, say, you need to take action. You need to have early detection. You need to take fast action to deal with that. So these are all the pinpoints. What can we do? What do they need? What do they need is, first one, monitoring. You cannot use human being to monitor millions of alerts. You must employ using AI technology and with very thorough threat intelligence to form the model so that you can detect a known threat, you can early detect the threats, and you can understand the total impact. And second one is you need to be able to do the total root cause and impact analysis in a very efficient, fast way. And taking that analysis, you should be somewhat automate the process so that you can take action much faster. And that's where I believe Trend Micro has the biggest opportunity. We can help, no matter it's MSSP, no matter it's outsource center or the government or big enterprise security operations center, we can provide them with the AI-enabled threat hunting platform. First of all, Trend Micro's all of our existing product, we will do something we call SOC enabling, means that we adding certain feature, collecting more information and giving those information more tagging. Then we were able to send those information back to the security operations center, provide them with more contextual information. With those information, and we provide them with the threat knowledge and the AI-enabled threat hunting platform, they will be able to hunt and early detection of all those threats. The second one is that with that, we can also help them link with their existing other third-party products. We were using all this information and we communicate using something they call IOC, Indicator of Compromise. There's an industry standard starting to emerge called STICS and TAXI, which is a way of describing the compromise instance, which Trend Micro is one of the big supporters of that standard. And we will be using all this standard to passing this information out. And therefore, we can enable the Security Operations Center to operate faster. And also, they can be connected. They can connect with their existing product, existing solution. And that's what we call our strategy for the next 10 years, I would say, is Security Operations Center Enabler. Trend Micro is not trying to build, or we don't want to become the Security Operations Center, but our product, our technology, would enable all the Security Operations Center to provide their customer even better solution, and thereby they will use Trend Micro's product in all of those infrastructure. So that's all of it. I believe with that, we will be securing your connected world. Thank you.